This is the moment of truth for a select group of innovators and future entrepreneurs. The University of Maryland Business Plan Competition will determine which companies have the best chance of succeeding or would benefit most from a startup contribution. The judges, venture capitalists, and successful entrepreneurs themselves have spent months reviewing business plans, looking for those with the most potential.
The criteria that I'm going to be looking at personally is I want to try and understand the problem that the business is addressing. That is, what market problem are they trying to solve? What's their proposed solution? And why, at the end of the day, they want us to believe that they're going to be the ones that are going to be the winners here. It's pretty simple.
I always sum it up by saying it's simply a combination of market, technology, a management team, and the economics of the deal. How much money needs to go in for what type of successful business?
They've narrowed the field down to 6 semifinalists. They're all technology companies, but that's where the similarities end. Rohit Kumar's company, called Terplicators, has created new software for 3-dimensional plastic molding. The program can help make everything from plastic handles for power tools to toys. Rohit says it's much faster and cheaper than what the competition currently offers.
We automate the complete process, the design process. So it's a better, faster, and a cheaper tool for the designer. So automating the design helps save the designer's time so that the design time is no longer the bottleneck in the mold production industry.
Rohit Kumar adds that many big-name companies, including Black & Decker, have already said they intend to buy the modeling software when it's made available. Jason Volk and several of his classmates are involved in Alertus Technologies. They've designed a wireless emergency early warning system that sends data to an unlimited number of tiny receivers via the FM airwaves. Jason says using part of the FM signal is the perfect way to send out emergency information.
When we contemplated founding the company, we realized that there was a lot of information available leading up to emergencies, but there was no effective means to disseminate that information. And so we proceeded then to develop a wireless communication system to disseminate emergency warning information. And our target market is specifically closed communities. That means large government organizations, large corporate campuses, anywhere where there's a concentrated population with dedicated information providers.
Alertus has already received some grant funding and has some potential clients lined up. Rogue Amoeba Software sells a program called Audio Hijack directly to consumers through its website. Co-founder Paul Kavassis says that Audio Hijack is designed to record and improve the sound of CDs, radio, and other broadcasts.
Actually, the major feature of it is that it lets you record anything. So a lot of people like to do is tune into things like BBC broadcasts over the web. But since it's in England, it's 5 hours off our time, so there's timed recordings, so that you can record things at any hour of the day.
Unlike any of the other semifinalists, Rogue Amoeba Software is actually profitable right now. Paul says that the company averages $700 in sales of Audio Hijack each day, and most of that is pure profit since nobody in the company has taken a salary just yet. However, Judge Robert Cervone says profitability is not necessarily an advantage in this competition.
I think it's great if you're making money because that shows that the product or service that you're contemplating is technically feasible because you've got that product or service out there and you're selling it into the market. And it's fantastic if you're profitable, but that does not hinder a positive or negative decision, I think, on behalf of the judges, because even a profitable company could need capital to scale their operations to grow beyond what they're looking at today.
The other semifinalists are Castle Duncan, a firm trying to build and market safer all-terrain vehicles, or ATVs, Cermet Solutions, which is developing new lightweight materials for bulletproof vests and armored vehicles, and Creative Photonics, a company which is using light to improve the speed of computer chips.
Have you thought about licensing your technology to, say, RealPlayer or something?
In addition to submitting their business plans, all of the contestants must make a presentation and answer questions posed by the judges.
Well, we're more interested in licensing the software for effects backend, which will enable other companies to create audio products as well. As Martin was saying, it's plugin-based, so new features.
And when it was all over,
and the first place winners receiving an award of $20,000, congratulations to Terplicators.
Terplicators had beaten the competition. Rohit Kumar was understandably very excited about his company's victory.
I mean, this is the first time I've entered a competition like this. First time I've actually faced so many people and spoken about an idea. So I'm really thrilled.
The grand prize comes at a critical time for Rohit. He's about to receive his master's degree in mechanical engineering and doesn't plan on pursuing a PhD at the present time. Since he's attending the University of Maryland on a student visa, he'll have to return to India next year. but he says this award will allow him to gain critical work experience and begin marketing his software to American companies. For VOA, I'm David Clements in College Park, Maryland.